guys. Dinner's hot.
What'd you get?
Everybody's favorite, Polish food.
Oh, all right. I love Polish food.
I went down to Hamtramck stands.
You were supposed to get pizza.
Anybody can get pizza.
You didn't.
Because on the way to get the pizza, I heard the call for kielbasa.
You know, the last time you ate Polish food, you were up half the night.
And in the bathroom the other half.
That's because I made a pig out of myself. This time I didn't order so much. These things look great. These are great, Brad. You gotta try the duck blood soup.
It's all right, Dada. For lunch, I had a chicken gut sandwich.
Well, I hope you're just not gonna stuff yourself again.
Once you get started on Glumpkies, it's hard to put the brakes on.
It's not the brakes I'm worried about. It's your full tank of gas.
Glumpkies I ate turned into one big glump kai. Oh, it's wedged between my head and my hiney honey. Oh.
Go back to sleep.
I can't. Do we have any of those little minty, chalky, chewy stomach thingies?
There's the liquid stuff downstairs.
No. Oh, would you go get it for me?
I didn't overeat. Why should I get up in the middle of the night?
Because in a second you want to be getting out of this bed anyway.
Site cooking. That's why I invited the guys at K&B Construction down here in the set. Rock Lanigan, Dwayne Hoover, and Pete Bilker. How you doing, Pete?
Hi, Tim.
Nice beard.
Well, thank you, Tim. I grew it because of Al. He's my hero.
Well, mine too. Rock, what do you got for us today?
Well, Tim, I'm a riveter. I work way up on the high steel, and I'll tell you, it makes it darn hard to get a hot lunch up there. But I've come up with a quick and easy way of making a delicious grilled cheese sandwich.
Hear my stomach growling?
You're gonna love this one, Tim. The fellas call it cheddar a la rock.
All right.
I use only sharp Wisconsin cheese, because after all, in Wisconsin, cheese is cheese.
American cheese from American cob. Mm-hmm. Look out!
I spread on a generous dollop of oleo with my trowel. Then I take the cheese and I stick it between the bread.
Good place for it.
And then I... Tim, I kind of hate to give this little secret away.
Oh, come on, Rock, let it go. It's a Tool Time crowd.
All right. Pete, I sprinkle on a little oregano for flavoring. And then I fire it up.
What do you use to heat that with?
Well, that's one of the secrets of cooking on the job site, Tim. I go straight for my blowtorch.
And that's no ordinary blowtorch. That's the Binford 3000 Turbo Ignition Switch Torch.
Yeah, you betcha, Tim. See the trick? You gotta toast it nice and evenly on both sides so that you seal in that delicious Wisconsin flavor. Try that, Timmy. Cheese cool down a little bit.
Oh, I remember that. I think it tasted terrible.
Ooh. I've got to finish sanding that table now. We've got our belt attached with a rough grip. Now, we want to plug the thing in now.
Of course, you want to be sure the trigger switch is not locked in the on position.
Any idiot knows that. Before we get to glue on, I want to introduce Binford's new Miracle Glue.
Tim, you might want to remind our viewers to be careful when using this glue because it will bond instantly to your skin.
Al, we learned in the first grade you're not supposed to play with glue.
Well, I was just worried about our viewers' welfare as well as your welfare.
Al, these negative thoughts can hurt people on the job site.
I don't have negative thoughts.
You do too.
No, I don't.
Do too.
Do not.
Do.
Not. Well, maybe it would be better if I just swept up here then.
Well, maybe it would be better if you just swept up. Mr. Negativity.
Not.
Do. You want to set your laminate securely on your shimmies front and back? Oh! Messages from Binford. As you can see by our mock-up here, we've got our jack studs in place. Now we're going to put our header in.
So, are you planning on using a doubled-up 2x8?
No, I'm not, Bob. I'm thinking about using that beefy boy over there, a 4x8 big piece of American Doug fir.
Doug fir. Okay. And, folks, it's a good idea to use your framing square at this point in the job because you want to make sure this header goes in there nice and level.
Excellent point, Mr. Vila.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than trying to hang a door in an opening that isn't true.
How true, how true.
Al, I was going to get to that. Making their television debut right here on Tool Time, K&B and the boys and Janine, Rock, let's roll.
Oh! to tool time. As you can see, our 1955 ranch home needs a lot of work, especially the roof. Now, you want to have a professional examine any weak or discolored areas like these and make sure they're properly attended to. For now, we'll just hop over these to a safer area. It's a little weak here. You want to avoid this area, too.
Hurt just looking at it again.
I don't think anyone did, Tim.
Hey, what are you doing up, honey?
Ever since you woke me, I couldn't get back to sleep.
Oh, sorry. What happened to your hair? It looks horrible.
Well, excuse me. I didn't know I had to dress for your upset stomach.
Well, I won't look at you that much.
Thank you.
I'm starting to feast myself on old tool times. Speaking of feast... And then there's glumpties left?
You even think about a glumpkey, I'm going to file for a divorcee.
I wouldn't worry about other guys looking at you with your hair looking like that. Will you watch some of these tool times with me?
Well, I can't get back to sleep any other way.
In order to get a new floor, we got to lift off the old floor, right?
That's right. For that, we can use a simple basic scraper.
But that wouldn't be any fun. Let's use the dry ice method. You just put dry ice down there and it lifts the asphalt tiles right up.
Actually, Tim, using dry ice, you'd need an awful lot of dry ice for that to work.
For once, Al, you're totally correct.
So what we'll do is we'll be using the simple basic scraper. You can pick this up at just about any hardware store.
A sport with more power. Oh.
That's right, Tim. But the secret is to channel that power through focus and concentration.
Yeah. Two things I excel at.
Well, that and driving yourself to the hospital while bleeding.
You saying I couldn't break that board with my head?
Well, Tim, he says it takes focus and concentration. And I think we all know which one of us has that.
You think you can break this board with your head?
Yes, I do.
Oh, really?
I don't think it's such a good idea,
hey,
Al.
My show here, okay? You up to the challenge right now? Sorry.
I think there's one thing you should... Well, you should know...
It's my show. I can do this.
I was going to say I have studied karate. Tim.
Hey, Buford Tools, wet messages. We have them.
We'll be right back.
Special edition of Tool Time. I'm Tim the Tool Man Taylor. You know my assistant, Al. We're here at beautiful Memorial Park, ready for the big race with Bob Vila. I've got this little helmet cam, so you'll all see exactly what I see. Hey, Bob, who do you think is going to win the race, huh?
It's for charity, Tim. The real winners are the children.
Of course they are, Bob. The winners are the kids. In second place, me. In a distant third, Bob.
Start your engines!
Nice
As you can see, I've got our three samples of wood laid on the workbench. I will hand them now one at a time, and he claims he can tell us what type of wood it is just by smelling it. We shall see. Al Borland, name that wood.
Tim, that's hickory.
Can you believe it, ladies? This man's single. Second sample, Al Borland, name that wood.
Cedar.
Ha,
wait. Western red cedar.
You almost messed that one up, Al.
Well, I'm fighting off a cold, Tim.
Well, this next sample should be a little bit more difficult to discern, Al. Might have to take a big old whiff of this thing to figure out what it is.
Well, I'm up to the challenge, Tim.
I certainly hope so, Al. Al Borland, name that wood.
Oh. Well, it's a hardwood from the Pacific Northwest. And this particular piece seems to have some type of a fungus. Let me try this again. Helpful household hint. I'm going to show the audience something you don't ordinarily do with a potato.
You might want to keep the kids away from the TV
Tim.
Set.
Here's a safe way to take a broken bulb from its socket. You simply take a cut potato, jam it into the socket, twist,
and in minutes you have thousands of curly fries. A wonderful snack for TV time. Movies are...
I doubted the razor, but I gave it a chance. Please do not mock my potato.
You say potato, I say stupid.
Tim, this will work. You twist and pull the broken bulb right out of the socket. But first, you must
jam it in the light.
Unplug the lamp.
I'd like to introduce you to Binford's small line of industrial magnets.
The Minimag 100 is perfect for picking up screws and nails. It can also pick up small tools that have carelessly been dropped behind the workbench, perhaps the fault of a co-worker.
And the Minimag 2000. Small, but powerful. 10 pounds will pick up 400 pounds. This would suck the Tin Man right through a keyhole.
Well, it was designed to pick up sheet metal, so you want to keep it pointed to... No, just... Slide it. Slide down. Tim.
Pretty powerful little thing, isn't it? Mark, hold it back. Get this rope here. Just attach it here to my beaner. And you can just head down towards that porta potty right down there.
Tim, be careful.
I don't know, Al.
Tim, are you all right? Yeah, I'm fine.
You wait.
As I'm down Jim. Here. Can somebody send me a magazine?
Yes, Joe. I'm just going to make myself a little kielbasa omelet with a hint of galumpki.
good part. This is great stuff.
The point is, to John Q. Primitive Man, this was his source of fire. They would try to get a spark going, rubbing like this, to see if they could get the kindling moving.
Well, you should be careful, because you could start a fire.
Like, I'm really going to start a fire with sticks like this? You can't get a spark in this. I can't get a spark going. Al,
you're on fire.
Indeed I am, Al. And you know, I've done this to teach the kids out there an important lesson. Don't play with sticks, because they can put your eye out or they can ignite your forearm. Al, would you help me here? I think we should bid John farewell in the tool time fashion. A little tribute to John Binford with a Binford 21 nail gun salute.
Do you think this is a little dangerous, Tim?
No, wait. Warren, the protective drop cloth, please.
Have you tried this?
No, but the drop cloth will collect all of the nails. It'll be perfect.
Well, you've tried this.
Hold on. Klaus, some music, please. So long, Johnny.
Well, Jeff, just be careful.
It's all of our show today. I'm Tim the Toolman Taylor. I gotta get out of here. Today, Al and I will be talking about fencing. In order to do that, I'm gonna need my dueling dowel. Heidi?
Here you go, Tim.
Thanks, Heidi.
You're welcome.
And guard, big fella. Come on, flannel man. Come
Tim.
On. Tim. You scared?
It's not the type of fencing we're talking about. Today, we'll be talking about the classic...
Show some of the advantage of soundproofing. The crew and I got here early and constructed a special room. Heidi, my room, please. Now, this room will not only protect you from the elements, keep you warm, but it's also totally soundproof.
Here you go, Tim.
Thank you, Heidi. Watch this, Al. Can't hear a word. It's so good. Watch this. Talking like this. Walk in. Hi, everybody. It's just great to be here. My name's Tim, the dual...
Truly amazing. We did not hear a sound.
No, that's how it was designed. You gotta try it. Let yourself go. It's great. Yeah.
Tim? Can you hear me? You can't hear me? In that case, I should be the host of this show. And another thing, that's a stupid haircut you have. And another thing, I am the very model of a modern major general. Of England, and I quote the fight historic goal from Marathon to Waterloo and Anacortes.
Al.
Yes, sir.
Al.
Yes?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Think about that. General Borland.
give a big Tool Time welcome to the astronauts, the crew of the Endeavour space shuttle. Let's meet Mission Commander Dick Covey. How you doing, sir?
Well, Dick supervised the entire servicing of the Hubble Space Telescope.
Well, he's got to tell us, what's it like working with tools in outer space?
Well, Tim, it's actually a lot like using tools here on Earth, except there's no gravity, so you don't have to worry about dropping a tool on your foot.
Sounds like the perfect working environment for you, Tim.
He's very funny.
Yeah. Regular astronaut.
Tim, it's pronounced astronaut.
Yeah, I know that. It was a little joke.
Oh, sorry. I had no idea.
Wow. Tools from space. What I wouldn't give to have one of these on my shop wall.
That's a 3/8-inch drive McTether ratchet.
They use this for playing big tetherball out there.
And next we have a... Hey, where's my power tool with the adjustable extension?
You guys probably forgot to bring it.
No, I saw you working with it earlier, Tim.
I wasn't working with it earlier.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Tim, is this what you're looking for?
Oh, that. Kids, is it?
That's it? Where'd you find that?
Doesn't matter where she found it. She found it.
It was in Tim's locker.
I was going to bring it back, you know. It was just a week, you know. I thought maybe.
Taylor, we're going to need this back, too.
How did that get in there? Last time I was telling you how bathrooms had become a woman's domain. Well, not anymore, since the crew and I designed and built the bathroom for men only. Guys, bring out my bathroom. Bathroom, 100%, you guess it, stainless steel. That's right. A man's can, a John's John. This will be on every man's Christmas list this year. We're going to take you to a typical male day in the bathroom. I get up, I scratch, I get in the bathroom. First thing I want to get rid of that horrible morning breath. You got everything in here you need. You got your soap. You got a little bit of your mouthwash. No, that's the soap. That's the mouthwash. To get that deep down manly dirt off, you gotta jump into your multi-head shower. Hop out, stand over your built-in floor drain, gotta get dry real quick. I'm dry. Well, ready to shave? I can't shave in the dark. I'll need my trusty headlights.
Also useful in case a deer wanders into your bathroom.
For those pesky nose hairs, you flip on your brights. All right. Well, the bathroom has everything, including the brand new Lazy Bowl reclining toilet. It's plush when you flush. A lot of you guys are going, geez, Tim, you spend so much time in the bathroom, you don't know what's going on in the big game. Got it covered.
Wilson.
Nighty ho, good neighbor.
What are you barbecuing at 4 a.m. for?
Well, it may be 4 a.m. in Detroit, but it's dinner time in Mindanao.
Huh?
Tonight is their annual Zamboanga Festival.
Zamboanga? I love watching those bad boys clear the ice before the hockey game, huh?
No, Tim. The Zamboanga Festival is a celebration of multiculturalism in the Philippines. Would you like some barbecue pork?
No, I'm battling a gut full of Polish food. I overdid it tonight.
Well, as the Roman poet Lucan said, keep to moderation, keep the end in view, follow nature.
Well, my end has been following nature all night. I'll never do that again. Although that pork is smelling mighty good.
Go to bed, Tim.
Oh, okay, it was.
This works with more than just footballs. You can duplicate any of your favorite colors.
That's right. Antifreeze green. Roadkill gray.
Whoa.
Oh, smash your thumb at the
yellow. I missed this.
But today we develop a color just for tool time. The color Al.
Excuse me, Tim?
I'm going to make a car out of you. You'll be bigger than fuchsia.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
No, let's just show them what the machine can do.
Come on, play along. That's not what the machine...
Al, just put your finger in there. There you go. Okay. One part pasty white, two parts flannel. Okay. Oh, yeah. Now we got a bucket of Al. I'm ready to paint with Big Al here. Okay. Of course, Al is economical in the gallon size here. And Al goes on smooth, just like that. Welcome to Drywall Week here on Tool Time. I am Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and you all know my assistant, Plump Al Stiltskin.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm wearing these stilts to show our viewers a handy way to put up drywall ceiling panels.
This is all well and good if you have a traditional 10-foot ceiling. But let's say I want to do a remodel on the Sistine Chapel.
Well, I don't think you'd be their first choice as contractor.
Stick with me here, okay? Guys, raise this up to the Sistine Chapel level. Now, let's say you want to smooth out those chubby cherubs with some wallboard. But the stilts only go up to 48 inches. That's why I use these. Heidi? My pneumatic drywall stilts.
Pneumatic drywall stilts?
Is there an echo in the building?
Well, just how high can they go?
Sky's the limit. You want to go up? Press this lever up. Third floor lingerie. Ding, ding, ding.
Well, I'm very impressed, Tim.
Watch this. I want to reverse the process and go down to the bargain basement where you picked up that shirt. Press here.
We have left-handed pruning shears. If you go with these, your pruning will move a lot faster.
If you go with prunes, you'll move a lot faster. To show the audience how two lefties can prune efficiently with left-handed tools.
My pleasure.
And we'll see who's the quicker shearer here, huh?
Yes, we will.
Klaus, some pruning music, please. The moment we've all been waiting for. The introduction of the man's kitchen. A guy's galley. I am man. Hear me roast.
Well, Tim, what do you say we start her up?
That's right. The only kitchen I know that has an ignition system.
Come on, come on.
Well, maybe we should get jumper cables, hook it up to another kitchen.
I think I got it. Listen, that baby purr. Now let's step inside, take a tour of the man kitchen. For most men, there's only two kinds of vegetables, your beans and your potatoes. I had my beans yesterday.
I know.
Now, potatoes, hard to cook. Because when a guy wants to eat, a guy wants to eat. Can't wait for those endless seconds on a microwave. That's why we've got the Benford Macrowave. 3 convenient power settings. High, really high, and... split your own atoms.
Now, Tim, won't this put out a little too much radiation?
It's a good safety tip, Al. That's why we're equipped with these. Lead vests.
Also useful in case Superman wants to take a peek at your underwear.
No problem there. I'm not wearing any. Don't want to overcook a potato, so only in there a couple seconds. Mm-hmm. Now, don't look directly at the potato. The man's refrigerator. Stainless steel doors, big cubic inches. Now, what does every man really dream about having in a refrigerator, Al?
That's simple, Tim. A butcher.
Benny, how you doing?
Hey, Tim. Hi, Al.
Hey, Benny.
What will it be today?
I don't know. I got a hankering for a thick porterhouse.
Good choice.
I'll take the petite filet mignon.
Takes all kinds. Here you go.
Good-looking meat, Benny. Thanks a lot. Stay cool. All right, we flip them on our grill. You don't want to overcook them, you just want them flame-kissed. Ding! They're done. All right. Still moving, Al.
Now we're ready to put on our seasoning.
Right. Well, you got hot sauce, steak sauce, barbecue sauce. What's your pick?
Not one of those, Tim. I'd like just a pinch of salt.
Oh, you got it, friend. I am Tim the Cool Man Taylor. And you all know my assistant, the King, Elvis.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Today we're going to have a rocking good time because we're going to be building ourselves a rocking chair.
Last theme show we're gonna do.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Rockin'. All right, well, yesterday, if you remember, we bent the wood for the frame of our rocking chair by putting it in this steamer box. The steam made the wood pliable and easy to shape. Now we're ready to make the legs and posts of our chair using the Benford 6100 variable speed wood lathe.
That's right. Now we first use a rough gouge to take off the square edges. Then we'll Al use a 1/2-inch round nose to start shaping our piece. Marv, bring the camera and let's take a look at this thing.
There are various types of patterns to shape your legs, or you can do it freehand. It's a very difficult skill to master, and you might want to practice on a spare piece of wood.
Right. That's good advice. I'll give you more good advice. Always think safety when working with a spinning lathe. You notice I didn't wear a necktie. We got a lot of letters about this. You want nothing hanging out and no loose clothing. Possibility. Or late, you could lose an article of clothing. Is it a little chilly in here?
Hi.
And welcome to a special live edition of Tool Time. Today, we're going to show you the operation of a 25-ton hydraulic truck crane.
That's right, Tim. We're going to be using this crane to pick up and set a 3-ton beam, which will be used as a diagonal brace, also known as a kicker.
So you could call this a kicker-picker-upper. This is a lever right here that raises the beam, right?
Yes, that's it. That's right. But don't... No, Tim.
I'm doing it. I got it. I'm beaming up, Scotty.
Okay, Al.
Now what?
Okay, hit the foot brake. Lock the beam in place. Right now. Okay, now. Get out of the cab. Tim's getting out of the cab. And I'm going to move the beam right into place. As you're going out, be careful. Don't hit the brake release with your foot.
Okay. But this is the lever that would swing the beam.
Yes, it is. But Tim, Tim!
Al, you all right?
Bart, look out! Tim, your foot! Don't hit the brake release!
What? This is the Tool Time pilot. It's groundbreaking TV.
Does everybody know what time it is? That's correct. Binford Tools is happy to present your host, Tom Taylor.
Thank you, Ms. Binford. It's Tim Taylor. Well, welcome, audience, to the premiere episode of Tool Time. It's a show that celebrates men and their tools. Before we get to our project today, I'd like to bring out an assistant that we hired for me. We auditioned contracts all through the Detroit area, a lot of professional men, and this is the guy that would work for the money we offered. So let's bring him out. A contractor, a master plumber, and a Pisces, Albert Borland. Come on out, Albert. Good to have you here.
Hi.
Okay. We've already leveled our dirt. We've got some form up. Al, you got us the rest of the way.
Well, we've done just about everything until we pour the concrete.
Right.
So all we need to do now is set the stakes, close in the form.
Exactly. We need a sledgehammer for that. Mrs. Binford.
There you go, Tom.
Thank you, Mrs. Bin and the Sauce. All right. Al, will you hold the stake while I drive her in?
I'd be pleased to, Tim. With an expert like Tim, I know I'm in good hands.
Ow! My hand! Ow, that hurt!
How did a person like you get a show like this?
Ow! Ow!
Oh. We get to that. Jam it in the light.
Area that is